spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
I think that Drake is just being a misogynistic, you know, jerk.
Exposing scandals.
Cheating on me again. Cheating on me again. Cheating on me again. Oh, let's get married.
Digging the dirt.
Honestly, I don't know how much more rich she could get. Feels a little bit greedy.
And finding out what's happening behind the scenes.
He said in a couple of sentences about why he would never have a baby with her.
His identity is a secret, but he's broken some of the biggest scandals in Hollywood. It's Anti-Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
Anti!
Hola! When's your last day of work, you guys?
Monday.
Monday, yeah.
We get one more case of Mondays before we have to take time off.
I know, it's random.
NT, you've been doing this kind of stuff for so long. On a scale of 1 to 10, was 2023 a great year for celebrity gossip, or was it kind of meh? I feel like a lot's happened.
Yeah.
I think a lot's happened, but I think a lot of it was played out over a long period of time.
Okay.
Rather than,
long con.
You know, just like somebody, you know, caught with a hooker on Hollywood Boulevard or something like that. You know?
Hugh Grant style.
It's sex worker.
Why don't we run down some of these crazy celebrity scandals? I've forgotten a lot of them because, you know, 12 months is a long time.
Truly.
I mean, because this didn't even make the top, but I mean, think about when the Gwyneth Paltrow ski trial, when that was live.
We were just talking about this.
That was like March.
I wish you well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that was so epic.
She might as well have just given him the finger.
Aren't they making a movie about it now?
I think so. I think that, I don't know. I'm trying to think the biggest, because every day something comes out more about Sean Combs, and he just got dropped from a whole bunch more things.
Right.
Got dropped from Hulu and Motown and Universal Music Group.
That's right.
Accused of beating another woman in his bad boy office. So is that the biggest story? I don't know. It could be the dueling books, right? We have Britney Spears' book.
Oh, yeah.
Where she talks about Justin Timberlake. She talks about things that her mom, Lynn, had tried to talk about many years ago, and Britney denied, but then Britney says, oh, yeah, well, it's true. Yeah. But then the other competing book, you had Jada Pinkett Smith.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the Lizzo story? I feel like that was a big one, wasn't
it? Yeah, but
then
it just kind of disappeared.
It really disappeared. I mean, she gets accused of sexual harassment in the lawsuit, right. But the thing is, she's got a great lawyer. And so all of that stuff, I think that will be a story in 2024. I also think that the fact that she's using Ozempic, I think we're going to have a new Lizzo in 2024.
Oh.
You know, she's going to try and, you know, hey, let's reinvention of Lizzo. Because let's face it, what has she done in the last couple of years?
Like, there'll be more of her and also less of her.
Exactly. You know,
I saw something, Enti, and I don't know if you've heard anything about this, about somebody giving her a talk show.
Oh my god.
Oh, I don't know. You know, there's people like Tamron Hall is trying a talk show. Talk shows are tough.
Right.
Because there's only so much space during the day.
I can vividly remember, this was like 15 years or so ago, there must have been a huge purge in talk shows because like everyone had one. Kris Jenner had one. Bonnie Hunt had one. There was like a million talk shows that came out, and then like they were all of them were canceled after they didn't work.
Well, what happened was you had like Sally, Jesse, and Jerry and all them get canceled, so they needed to refill the space. So they tried Sharon Osbourne.
Oh,
they tried Kris Jenner. Tempest Bledsoe from Cosby.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So, you know, it just depends. And we had the same kind of thing a couple of years ago when you had Kelly Clarkson and you had Drew Barrymore. And, you know, so you had those, and you have Jennifer Hudson. So you have like this every so often, a whole bunch are dropped, and so you get new ones.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's been a while. I think the Danny Masterson, for me, the trial was probably one of the big ones. But again, that was a long one.
Right.
As opposed to, say, something like Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater.
Oh, yeah, and SpongeBob. How could we forget?
That's right. I feel like we've been talking about, with you, NT, the Danny Masterson thing for years.
I know, but it finally came to fruition this year, right?
Right.
It's because we finally had the verdict and everything, but we have been talking about it for a long time. In the U.S., I mean, you guys are not so much with Vanderpump Rules, but like Scandoval.
Right. Scandoval was huge. And that was also weeks, like lots of PR on that whole thing.
Yeah. And Drew Barrymore crossed the picket line.
What about the Joe and Sophie divorce? Would you put that up there? Because that was kind of a big one.
Yeah, I'd put that up there. I also think, you know, if you want to talk about something, and I just mentioned it, but what about Ozempic?
Just in general?
What about the weight loss shot?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just in general for 2023.
So wait.
And, you guys.
Question about Ozempic. Is that what Oprah's taking? Like after Drew Barrymore was caressing her, like she said she's taking weight loss medication. That's code for Ozempic, right?
Okay, well, everybody uses the term Ozempic, but honestly, Ozempic is generally just for type 2 diabetes, and you're not going to lose a whole ton of weight with Ozempic.
Yeah.
But the ingredient in Ozempic is something called Wegovy. And so what you will see is most use Mounjaro is what most people use.
And he's now a doctor. Sorry, Auntie, go on.
And with Mounjaro, you'll probably lose a couple of pounds a week.
Right.
And because Ozempic has been coined as the term, you can have somebody like Oprah say, no, I'm not on Ozempic.
But she's on something that's
right.
Got the same active ingredient in it.
Yeah, so the question needs to be from the journalist, are you on some kind of weight loss shot?
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Oprah, yeah, and she, but, it, okay, she was on Drew Barrymore, oh, no, I don't take shortcuts, I've never taken shortcuts, and everyone's like, didn't you do, like, that skinny milkshake thing, like, many years, Slim Fast?
Yes,
like,
with the
so
jeans. Remember she came out in the jeans
right?
And the whole world blew up?
Oh, yeah.
And then there's so much pressure that she said, okay, I'm taking weight loss medication. And Oprah makes it also, you know, when she and Dwayne Johnson with the Maui Fund controversy,
yes.
When they came out, that was another one with Oprah.
Auntie, I have a question. Why Oprah, why did she go on the Drew Barrymore show? I feel like she's so private now, and the fact that she came out and talked to her was weird.
What was weird was Drew caressing her arm.
Well, yeah.
So weird. It was so weird.
I think that she just was like, okay, I owe you a favor. I'm not sure. I have to go look to see if Drew Barrymore show's owned by Oprah.
Oh. Well, yeah, because wasn't Ellen kind of part of that whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, and, you know, because Oprah does obviously have that, you know, Dr. Phil owned by Oprah. Dr. Oz was owned by Oprah.
Dr. Oz.
So I have to see if the Drew Barrymore is a Harpo production, because I can't remember off the top of my head if it is or not.
I'm looking. I didn't even think of that.
What about the Jonah Hill stuff? Was that a big story? That also kind of disappeared.
What's the Jonah Hill stuff?
Yeah, wow.
He was like an emotional abuser, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I think that faded because, you know, just it didn't seem to really stick at all. The woman just kind of left after a couple of days and didn't really follow up with it at all.
Do you think he paid her off or something?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, they had a history, and it was really interesting to see their matching outfits and stuff over the years.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of, I don't know. I'm trying to, Jonathan Majors is another one.
Oh yeah. The sexual assault stuff.
Jimmy Fallon had to, you know, apologize over, like, toxic workplace stuff, but I feel like he does that every year.
That was such a good read, too. That whole article was just awesome to read.
Yeah, the Russell Brand, you know, I mean, that was on there for this year.
Yeah.
But I would probably go with, you know, for me, just because of the way I followed it, the Danny Masterson stuff, I'd probably go with the Britney Spears book and... either Jada or I'd probably go with Sean Combs, actually, because I just think that that's a big deal. And I just think that it's, and that's something that's going to go on throughout 2024 also.
Yeah,
I feel like he's just got his tentacles in so many different things, and we're just going to find out more and more.
Yeah,
and
it's going to get worse.
Yeah. I mean, it's just literally everything. And if there's such a history, you know, going, you know, think about how long ago the Jennifer Lopez stuff was when they were dating. That's, you know, forever ago.
Right. Yeah.
Would we put the Joe Alwyn Taylor Swift breakup up there just because it was very shocking to the Swiftie community, and then everything that's happened with Travis since then? I feel like that's a big story.
Well, I think that Taylor Swift is a story in of herself.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
kidding.
Biggest tour probably ever, talked about last week, 5 of the top 10 albums, first time anybody's done that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you think about when she split with Joe, and then we've gone from Joe to Maddie to Travis.
Oh, I forgot about Maddie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that the dividing line between Maddie and Travis is even more narrow, because she says, oh yeah, we'd already been together, Travis and myself, for many weeks before you guys ever figured it out.
Right.
So that would have narrowed that whole Maddie Travis timeline a little bit. And then we have a little bit of a muddiness between the Maddie and the Joe. And also, I'd like to know about, you know, what happened with the Joe split.
Yeah.
Because Joe split with her. Let's be fair. Joe split with her. And
do you really think that?
100%. And if we go back to, like, because she said that he's going to be at the show next weekend.
And then he wasn't.
It all goes back to that and him not showing up.
Correct. He's like, no, I'm not going to be there. So, you know, so he split with her.
All right.
And maybe the story is that she has such power in the industry that we never even discussed that.
She kind of manipulated the storyline a little bit somehow.
Yeah. But, I mean, it is the year of Taylor. I don't think anybody is going to dispute that.
Could her little fling with Maddie Healy really screwed things up for her because of, like, how problematic people found
He's
out he
so
was, like,
he
immediately?
He was gross.
I think that if it had stayed, you know, any kind of length of time, that everybody would be like, come on, really? This is who you want to be associated with? But, yeah, I definitely, the year of Taylor, and I think that she's, you know, her tour is going to continue all the way through almost the end of next year.
Right.
Yeah.
When she gets, but I don't think it's going to be the year of Taylor next year.
Also, her audacity to charge $20 to rent a movie. Like, get out of here.
$19.89 for 48 hours. Everybody thought that it was going to be for sale for that price,
like
not
you can
for
buy
rent
it.
For 48
yeah.
hours.
God, you have enough of my money. Go away.
Yeah.
I'm so curious, like, who is 2024 going to be the year of? Is it going to be, like, Britney's comeback or...
I don't think it's going to be a Britney comeback. If we're looking in music, well, I mean, you guys talked about Lizzo, you know, maybe she's going to try and reinvent herself. Cardi B's going to need to get a job because she's going to start paying Offset a ton of money.
Right, because they
so
split.
Maybe
I also heard, Enti, that Ed Sheeran and his wife are not doing well. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's been an ongoing thing. And, you know, and his proclivity for wanting to tour and stuff and being away and everything, I think is not helping that situation. I'd like to see Olivia Rodrigo has a huge tour for 2024.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
got wait listed for that one, too.
Love that that's
for
right.
me. Love that for me. Yeah. Can we talk, Enti, about the new couple alert? Actually, there's a couple of couples. We'll start with Selena and Benny Blanco because that was just a wild ride.
I mean, that's just weird.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I mean, if I was thinking of a couple, that's not who I put together. And then I think about, well, you know what? She is obsessed with Justin Bieber, so why not date Justin Bieber's best friend?
Yes! Oh, you're saying she's obsessed with Bieber still?
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? I keep thinking that she's not. And then she spends an entire day, you know, either just going and liking posts about Justin Bieber and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
really?
Things that hate Haley. So, and she goes, oh, I'm quitting social media now. I'm only going to be. And an hour later, she's back. This is like a 30-something-year-old woman.
When we hear that, like, celebrities are liking certain things, specific things, is that are they literally sending a message? Do they want people to know? Does she want Justin to know? Does
she
want us to know?
That, like, fan accounts see that stuff,
right? So, like, do they know? I'm assuming they do it on purpose, but what's the end game?
Okay, most celebrities would let whoever, like their publicists or stuff, handle their social media game,
right? Mm-hmm.
There's some that don't, and invariably something happens. And Selena gets online and she's like, oh, there's a I Hate Haley post. Let me like that. Let me like that. Mm. And then all of a sudden somebody goes, oh, I think that Selena's with Benny Blanco, which is, you know, probably, I mean, it was true. I mean, he went to like a Rare Beauty event in October and, you know, they were working on a song together and stuff.
Yeah.
So it wasn't far out of stretch, especially for people who are fans and, you know, follow every little last detail of a star's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they worked it out. And that's how a lot of gossip happens now. It's like this because people are obsessed with others and they know when there's like some kind of pattern.
Right.
And so it was fans that broke the news. And then she goes, and she likes it. And all of a sudden she's posting photos and everybody goes, this is a guy who shaded you a couple years ago, who like slammed you.
Yeah.
For like, oh, there's some artists who, you know, do music, but then they have like a makeup line or something like that. And Justin's not like that. Justin's da 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 da. And they were talking to him. He was talking about Selena because Selena had just, you know, released a song and then had done her makeup line.
Right.
And And so he was obviously talking about her. This is a guy who has worked with Justin forever and is one of his very best friends. He's on a show called Dave, which has had guest appearances from Haley and from Kendall, you know, her arch enemies. I mean, Benny Blanco, I mean, the guy is A-list when it comes to producers. Yeah, I mean, I think sure. He's had like 30 number one songs.
Yeah.
30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah, I mean, he started off with Dr. Luke and then Max Martin, and he learned from them, and so obviously he, you know, knows what he's doing. It's a fine, you know, but is this so Selena can be next to Justin? Because if there's a Christmas party involving Justin Bieber, Benny Blanco's going to go.
Yeah.
And I just love too.
Right?
Yeah, I just love too that like she was just fiercely defending him and talking about how great he was in comments to fans,
manically, like it was
like,
crazy,
wild.
I know because, and you can always tell when Selena maybe needs to take a break, and you know if you had the kind of money that she has, and you know the hit TV show and everything, she's not really doing that much music. But just why are you spending so much time, you know, on social media and, you know, reacting to every little tiny thing? Why do you have like 10 Finstas that you go around and do the same kind of thing? Go hang out with Taylor. And that's the other thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she and Taylor in the squad, but Taylor hates Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor's never worked with Benny Blanco. So it's like, how's this all going to work? How's this all going to be, like, managed?
Do you think that Selena was out with Taylor like the next day using her as like a good press machine? Like, oh, well, I'm all over the headlines about how manic I am on social media. You know, how I'm vehemently defending my boyfriend, but didn't give the same energy, you know, when people were asking me to make political statements and things like that. So she out hanging with Taylor for good press?
Yeah, because everybody knows that Taylor's going to call the paparazzi. Look, I'm out with my girl squad. And, you know, Selena, which she wore like the gold with the really short skirt and stuff like that.
So, I mean, yeah, she looked amazing. So she's got that going.
She did, but I just don't understand how this relationship is going to work. So okay. If Benny has a Christmas party, Justin's going to come over. Is Justin going to bring Haley? How is this all going to work?
Oh, yeah.
Like a double date?
And then Benny works with Katy Perry. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift hate each other.
This is, you know, this is a lot like when my mom and her longtime boyfriend broke up, and they continued to have the same friends. So there was like a very small chance that they were going to run into each other.
Like they
at
had
social
the same
events.
Circles. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't see how this lasts.
Okay.
Do you think
maybe
Benny,
even past the holiday season?
Do you think Benny was like, "Hey, Justin, FYI, Selena and I are together. Is that okay?"
Well, that's a good question.
By the bro code.
I think, yeah, I mean, he probably did actually, because I mean, they have that kind of relationship. Look, you know, I know you've, you know, and now you're going to run into her, and is this going to cause a problem? And
sure.
I think it, and what if the relationship, well, Benny probably doesn't necessarily care about the musical relationship with Justin because Justin doesn't really do music anymore either.
Yeah.
Wait,
you know?
Are they engaged? Because she's wearing that ring.
Yes, that's right.
With the B on it.
I mean, I hope that he didn't give her an engagement ring with a B on it.
That's you know what? That's probably the same as like a Letterman jacket. She's probably wearing his high school like Letterman jacket.
But it's
that's
her
the
left ring.
Yes.
Finger.
She
that's,
knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing. Yeah. But everybody's wearing like the initial necklaces and stuff. All it does is get people talking.
Yeah.
You know, Brad Pitt's girlfriend is wearing some kind of necklace with a B on it or something like that. I don't know.
Nice.
Maybe they shop at the same jewelry
store. Do you think that Haley is going to be like, oh, hell no, let's have a baby?
I don't know. I think that they're having issues with that.
Mm.
So I don't really want to talk about that part.
Okay.
That's fair.
In the vein of new couples, Drake and Camilla. She seems a little out of his age range, don't you think?
I mean, I think so. But Drake is so funny, you know, about all this kind
of
stuff.
So funny. He's hilarious.
Such a kidster. He's
so
gross.
You know, it's just, this is the thing, is that honestly, I was the original blind item I was going to give you guys before like yesterday's news was that Camila has been look, did she have a good 2023? No. Did she have a good 2022? No, not really. So it's like, what exactly are you doing? And what she has been doing is she's been going from rich guy to rich guy, trying to get pregnant.
Really?
Oh, just by happenstance.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, you know, and finding she's been going, and now because maybe she wants to do music and stuff like that, that, you know, it's just like, okay, maybe Drake can help. He's not going to help her. I don't understand exactly what Camila's end game long-term plan is here.
Yeah.
Because she's going to have a third year go out the window, and she's going to be like everybody else in Fifth Harmony.
She sure has a thing for the Canadian bacon.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Well, when she and Sean were making out at Coachella, remember we were like, it was triggering for everyone, and then it just kind
we all
of
have
fell
trauma
apart.
From that relationship.
Yeah. And now is he still in the cult this week, Auntie?
He is still in the cult this week. Although I have been advised by somebody like, oh, well, certain members are, you know, it's the mother mystery school, and there's a different mother mystery school or modern mystery school, and there's certain, he's still in a cult.
I heard that. Is it true that Miley Cyrus also joined this same cult?
No. Now that's where it gets, okay, that's where I go no. Because there are, okay, the way it goes is there are certain influencers who did actually, you know, they'd have this like yoga thing and they have this mystical school and they also call it basically the modern mystery school. Now, Miley has been photographed a couple of times with some people. It sounds like it came from Scooby-Doo is what it sounds like.
Yes, it does. That's what I was
thinking. Then, and so Miley's been photographed with a couple of the people before,
right?
But nothing. So it's not like Sean, who's had a person move in with their trash bags, who has basically been homeless and has been desperate for a green card and had a GoFundMe page to help her live. And then Sean brings her in. And at one point when she was on Big Brother in the UK, she said she can't get pregnant, but she's got him like spending money on IVF and stuff like that.
Jeez.
The hell?
What?
Huh?
I know.
Okay. Well,
that's a lot.
You mentioned
a lot
your famous blind items. So is there one that you have for us today?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to call her A-minus list, but honestly, if she doesn't have a good 2024, we might have to drop this singer down to B-plus list.
What?
Because she has not done anything in a while.
Okay.
We all know her. Everybody knows her. She's been, you know, in our lives since she was probably 6 or 7 years old.
Hmm.
Okay? And now she's you know, touching 30. I'll say either side of it by a couple years. So, long time in her life.
Okay.
And this, she absolutely went ballistic this week, earlier this week. I mean, like, I have seen her be upset before, but I have never seen her probably be this upset that her manager signed an A-list singer, because the manager had told her that he wasn't going to sign the A-list singer.
Well,
that manager wants money. Does that mean that this new sign for him is going to put out some new music? Hopefully.
I don't think so. Not for another year.
But that takes away from her attention, I'm assuming.
It does. And this was a problem that had reared its head before.
Right.
Is why she wanted to make sure that it was not going to happen again.
When they both shared a former manager.
I'm not saying.
Does this new manager have any other high? I know who it is, NT. I'm just.
Just for context.
Just for context. Does this person also manage like other high profile
Yes.
people?
Mm, okay.
Yes.
Good to know. Well, NT, thank you so much. And
of course, you guys have a Merry Christmas,
yeah,
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
So talk to you
2024.
Next year. NT, thank you for everything. You've been there for us for so many years now, and we just appreciate you and love you and all of that stuff.
I think it's been like 5.5 years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, right?
You're like our dad.
It has. Oh, that's
but like
sweet.
A cool dad, you know? Okay, bye, NT.
All right, you guys. Bye.
Bye.